You know what I was thinking about last night? Like, as humans, we just learn to live with pain. Like, since we're babies, we feel pain and we learn to adjust to it and just live with it. You know, like, as our mothers are birthing us, they're in pain and we feel their pain. And the process of being pushed out of a small space, we're in pain and we find ourselves in this new space, this new place, and we just have to learn to adjust to it and live with it. Hi guys, on that note, welcome back to Question Mark with Carolina. I was just thinking about this last night and I thought I should make it an episode because it's so true and it's really interesting that most of the time throughout our life, we just learn to adjust to things instead of processing it and trying to heal from it. So, yeah, I just wanted to, tell you guys what I think and see if it interests you and you guys feel the same way or you have something to say about it. That would be a really cool conversation. But yeah, so I feel like throughout life, we just learn to live with our pain, and that could be physical, emotional, mental. Like, there's all types of pain, and there's all we have a lot of different experiences that bring us pain. And most of the time, instead of dealing with it and trying to heal from it and overcome it, we just learn to live with it. And I've noticed that in my own life, my own experiences. Like, let's say, for example, when I had my son, right, I went through a lot of physical pain, and the healing process, it was really hard. It was physically hard and painful. And for me, instead of trying to find ways to feel better and to heal faster, I kind of would just live with that pain. Like, my back pain, I had stitches in my private area. I was going through a lot of pain and breastfeeding and all that stuff. And instead of me being like, all right, what could I do to make it better and to help me not be in pain anymore? It wasn't like that. For me, it was just like, all right, I gotta get up and just deal with my pain because that's life. And I feel like it's not like that. Like, it should be like us always trying to feel our best. And even till this day, like ever since I had my son, my sciatica has always been bad, but ever since I had him, I get it more frequently. And it hasn't been like, for me, I haven't been like, oh, like let me look up ways that it'll go away faster or like that I won't experience it as much. For me, it's been more like, all right, I know this pain. I'm used to this pain. Like, when it comes, when it comes, I'll deal with it and I'll just get over it and, live with it. And it's so interesting to me, like, now that I think about it, like, why are we like that? Why do we like to suffer in a way, like, why are we always okay with feeling that way? It's crazy. And sometimes we don't even realize it. I think that's the issue. We don't realize that we are allowing ourselves to feel pain. Even when it comes to like experiences, like if we get heartbroken or if we get betrayed by somebody, we feel that pain, right? And we're like, it's okay. Like, it's okay to feel shitty. It's okay for me to feel like shit or feel sad or be depressed for a long time because of that. I feel like it should be more like we should approach things in a way that's more like, all right, this person did this to me and now I feel this way. Like, how can I get over it? Instead of kind of adjusting to that pain. And then you just carry that on for the rest of your life and you experience something like it again and it just causes even more pain because it triggered a feeling that you had before from a different experience, but it was the same feeling. I feel like we don't even realize that. Like, I for sure have noticed that a lot recently in a lot of things in my life. Like, I think I've been, like, I've gotten really good at getting over stuff because I've noticed those patterns. Like, okay, this is making me feel this way because I have pain in my heart from, like, previous experiences. And you just have to let that go. And it's hard. It's even hard to notice it sometimes because you're so used to it. And even our bodies work that way too, you know, like if you break a foot or like break a bone or something, you don't necessarily always heal properly, and your bone is never the same again. So you had that pain, or like you broke a bone and you felt that pain and your bone didn't heal properly, and you're gonna go and hit the same bone again. And that pain is going to be even worse because you had previous pain in that bone. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to, I don't know if you guys see my point, but like when we hurt emotionally from certain experiences and we just learn to deal with that pain, then we have another experience like it. And it brings out even more pain because you had previous pain inside of you that was like it. In our bodies, that's what I'm trying to say, like our bodies work the same way. Like you hurt a certain area of your body and it doesn't heal properly, and then you hurt that part of your body again and it causes even more pain on you because you had previous pain in that area. Like, it's so crazy to me that that's really how life works, and our bodies work, and our minds and our heart. Like, I feel like we could all handle stuff better, but some things are just meant to be that way, and it's so hard to break the cycle. You know, like I said before, it's hard to even notice when you're in pain because you've learned to just live with it. And it's hard. It's really hard. Like, I was thinking the other day, I don't know who I said it to, but I said something like, we're in school for most of our life, and we don't get taught how to like love ourselves, how to heal from shit, which are the most important things. As you like get older, you realize that like, damn, like I've spent all this time learning things, but like I don't even know myself. I don't know how to, you know, be my best self, be good to myself. And I really wish that it was different, that a lot of life experiences that we go through and we literally have no experience in or like know how to handle and get over. I just wish that we had somebody to guide us from a young age. And like, I know we have our parents, but our parents learn from other people, and you know, and they have their own pain too. You know, like I know my mom had her pain that she grew up with and she probably still has. I have my own pain that I'm trying to let go of and not live with for the rest of my life, because I know that I'm always like, something's always gonna bring me pain because that's just how life works. But I want to do my best at not holding on to it and living with it, you know. It's just crazy. I feel like, am I the only one that thinks about stuff like that? Like, I get really deep into my thoughts sometimes. Like, how do I just feel so much all the time? And I know a lot of us are like that. Like, I feel like, especially if you're a spiritual person, you just feel so much more because you're open to so much more than everybody else around you. Like, do you guys remember your first heartbreak and how that affected, like, more relationships that you had after that? I feel like that's so common. Like, somebody breaks trust or somebody treats you a certain way and you carry that pain onto the next relationship and you expect it to be the same and you can't fully be in it because you have that pain holding you back. Like, I feel like that's why we continue to suffer and be in pain, because we just carry it with us. That's so crazy. That's deep. Damn. Hey, let me take a sip of my coffee. But yeah, I don't know. I would love to know how you guys feel about that. Like, how do you guys deal with your pain? Do you just live with it, or do you try to let go of it? And let me know how you do that, because I'm still trying to find ways to let go of a lot of pain, physically, emotionally, mentally. Especially this year, we all felt a lot more than we're used to. And I think we just need to find ways to let that go, to enter the new year with less pain in our hearts. But how do you even get over stuff that quick, you know? Like, I understand that certain situations and experiences, and even when it comes to physical pain, it takes longer than other experiences to heal from. But I feel like there's something in our minds that makes us hold on to that feeling, even if we don't necessarily fully feel it anymore. You know what I mean? And I think it just has to do with remembering the pain, and you feel like you're living it. Because I, for a fact, I know that in certain situations, I've felt like that. Like, I've gone through a hard experience. I've suffered from it. I was sad, depressed about it. And then I got over it, but it was still in my heart. Like, it was still in the back of my head. And when something similar happened, it just caused that pain to come back out because it was in my mind, but I wasn't necessarily feeling it. And now, like, I feel it all over again. And it's only, I feel like our bodies are meant to hold on to certain things. Like, you stop feeling it and you stop suffering from it, but you hold on to that experience. And it just makes it so much harder to go on, like, you know, because you feel like you're always going to suffer from a certain situation, even physically, you know. Like, for example, when I gave birth, I had to get induced. And I feel like I forgot about that pain. But I know for a fact that if I have another baby, I'm going to have to go through the same process again. And that same pain that I felt when I had my son, I'm going to feel it again. And it might be even worse because I remember what it was like already. Because I have that memory. I have that experience. I know that feeling. And it's just going to come back out. And it's going to probably hurt me even more. Because that's usually how it works. You go through something. You hurt from it. You think you're over it. You experience something like it. And then you're hurt all over again. And it's even worse than the first time that it happened. And the thing about life is that I feel like we are meant to hurt. You know, like, pain always finds us. And in a way, it can be, because if there was no pain, we wouldn't know, like, what good feelings are, what good energy is, what good experiences are. And I feel like that's how life works, but maybe we've made it that way, you know, like, we believe that things can't always be good. So we manifest bad things to happen just so that we can appreciate when things are good. You know, and I really wish it wasn't like that. And we could realize that things can be good all the time. And we could just work together as people to make it happen. Alright, you guys, that's it for this episode. I thought about this last night, and I wanted to kind of get it out and get it out to you guys and see how everyone feels about this. And, you know, maybe you agree with me, maybe you think I'm crazy, but I really enjoyed sharing this with you guys, and I'll see you next week.